Four of the more than 20 Darfur rebel splinter groups have pledged to settle internal differences that have hampered efforts to negotiate a peace deal with Khartoum on ending a 6-year civil war. The deal was reached during U.S.-backed talks in Ethiopia's capital over the past several days. President Obama's special envoy to Sudan, J. Scott Gration, was present for the signing. He called rebel unity a prerequisite for political talks on stopping a war the United Nations says has killed 300,000 people and displaced millions more.
These efforts have been plagued by pitfalls in the past. And what I've seen with this group is that they're working so hard to ensure that we learn from past attempts to reunify, to get peace, and this time to make it lasting, durable. This time to make it a peace that doesn't have spoilers.
Signers of the deal include the United Resistance Front, along with three splinter factions of the Sudan Liberation Movement, including one led by Paris-based Abdul Wahid Nur, who has distanced himself from previous unification efforts. Ahmed Abdel Shafi Toba, leader of one of the SLM factions, says work will begin immediately to patch up existing differences among the four and to try to attract a broader cross-section of rebel groups.
The country is undergoing a very difficult and a very delicate moment, which requires all of us to come together. We started this step of unifying the Sudan Liberation Movements with the other movements in Darfur for the necessity and practicality. And then we'll go the other like-minded political group in our country so that we create a transformation of the Sudan and to create the Sudan that all we are dreaming to have in the near future.
Among prominent factions staying away from the Addis Ababa talks was the Justice and Equality Movement. Its leader, Khalil Ibrahim, recently lashed out at U.S. Special Envoy Gration, calling the Americans' effort to forge a rebel alliance naive. Ibrahim has suggested other rebel groups should instead join his movement. In a sign of the underlying hostilities that still plague the movement, United Resistance Front Chairman Baha Idris Abu Garda said Ibrahim's statements suggest he is out of touch with reality in Darfur.
Jam Khalil, the wing of Khalil Ibrahim, is isolating itself by saying that they cannot negotiate, by denying the existence of the real movement on the ground, even they are not on the ground, we know that, and also by saying that nobody will talk about the issues of Darfur except themselves. I think this is the way they are isolating themselves.
The newly formed rebel union still faces several massive challenges. Possibly the biggest will be agreeing on a leader acceptable to all. The URF's Abu Garda admits the leadership issue is far from settled, but he says all parties are going into the union with their eyes open.
Everybody knows that the splitting of movement happened in Darfur for a certain reasons. Now we are going to discuss all those problems very deeply and find a solution for that. Also, we will discuss the problem of the leadership, and we will find the leadership that lead all the movement in good faith.
A senior Sudanese government official recently welcomed the rebel unity effort, saying it was difficult to negotiate with more than 20 separate factions. The government disputes UN casualty figures for the 6-year war. Khartoum's figures indicate only about 10,000 people have died. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.